Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending. Today, is I was going to call it Happy Climate Change Catastrophe Cooling Globing Heating Day? I'm so confused, really, seriously. I don't really know how to say it. But I got so many things I want to deal with this later on. Maybe I'll hit, Kimberly with a couple of these. Just amazing how many of these predictions 50 years ago have not come to pass. And yet some of you climate crazies are still running around believing them to be true. You're getting bits and pieces of it, but none of them, not one of them, have come true. It ain't that hard. Look it up. Go back and look up the original yourself, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, first day of, the trial, Trump. This is great, right? Trump can't take the day off to go see his kid graduate. But yet, somebody got a toothache today and they cut the trial short. Isn't that what the alternate, right, the alternate jurist is supposed to be for? In case somebody gets sick, something happens? I mean, I don't know for sure. Just amazing. New York University's anti-Israel agitators, they formed a human chain today when the police department came to arrest them. Something we need to go back to water cannons. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. But I want to get back to the trial for a second. Even the unfriendly Fox News, when it comes to the Trump, and we know that they can't stand him. Can we just be honest? Right? It's just amazing. So, Fox News expert and legal contributor Jonathan Turley was talking about President Trump's trial in Manhattan. He said, what's clear in this case is Trump is right. I mean, it's an embarrassment, he said. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom, he said, leaves me in utter disbelief. And he said, the arguments today did, in fact, capture all the problems here. He said, you have this misdemeanor under state law that had run out. This is going back to relate to the 2016 election. They zapped it back into life by alleging that it was a campaign finance violation under federal laws. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but here's the goofy thing. Statute of limitations are out. They try to lightly or loosely tie it to a, you're following me here, federal violation. Okay? The feds don't pick it up and run with it. They ain't nothing there. They can't do anything with it. So the state DA decides he's going to run with it. I should say the city DA. It's not a city thing. It's not a state law. It's a federal law that he is twisting and turning like a pretzel to try to nail Trump. Trump's going to get vindicated on all of these. You watch. Okay? Because these people, they have Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. I mean, let's go down the whole list of people that actually did break the law. You could tie a direct line, not a dotted line, but a direct line to the laws they broke. And they got bupkis. Nothing. Okay? Joey Biden, nothing. And you understand that this is the funny part about this, right? You just, God bless, Hillary and Joe Biden, both, there was solid evidence the law had been broken. Solid evidence. And the only reason they have to Joe in the report, because he's just a crazy old man who can't remember what he did yesterday. Maybe I should go rob a bank, and when they come get me, go, that's a crazy old man. I can't remember what I did. What do you mean, rob a bank? What are you, crazy? Yeah, that works out for me, right? I mean, under state, it ran out. Under state law, statute of limitations ran out on any of these things that he wants to bring forward, and he twists them into a federal law. I do not know how he brought them to the judge, except to say it's a corrupt system. Trump is right. I mean, look, the trial kicked off, right? Jury selection last week was a really real bit of a bear. A recent poll finding 31% of Americans find Trump's behavior at the crux of the case unethical, but not illegal. An additional 14% said there was nothing wrong with Trump's actions, and 35% said that his actions were illegal. All right? Probably Democrats who just hate him to begin with. Okay, Kimberly Moran's take on this when we come back. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless as you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
To your host, and we have sound. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed first, but make sure you have a clue, okay? I mean, really, seriously. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well, and I always appreciate the time that we spend together dealing with some of these serious issues. I find this is just amazing to me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, here we go. I was talking about the trial in New York City. Okay. Mm-hmm. And even Jonathan Turley was having heartburn with this. And even out of the chute, when Alvin Bragg is trying to explain what his case is, you could see one of the judges up there, the kind of a disgusted look on their face. All right? Because he's trying to take this, and if I explain this incorrectly, tell me. But he's taking the state law that the statute of limitations already ran out of. Let's start there. All right? So he takes it, he tries to tie it into a federal campaign finance law. And a violation, mind you. So doesn't get anything from the feds, the FEC, right? No federal prosecutor would take it up or did take it up. And right. As a city prosecutor, he has no right to take it up. Am I wrong?
No. There's no case. There's no there there. The feds didn't prosecute. There's no, he didn't break any laws.
Right.
There's no, literally no there there. It's an embarrassment. It's showing that this is political. And he yep. should be disbarred, to be honest, for it. He should be disbarred along with that. Any judge who goes along with this should also be thrown off the bench. They're making a mockery of our justice system.
Oh,
whatever
yeah.
you want to say about the justice system.
Yeah,
no, justice is my
husband. You're right. You're 100% right. And again, the twisting, the, and then yet you have, you know, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. Just take those two. I mean, Joe Biden, the special counsel said, yes, you know, basically he's guilty. He did do these things. But, you know, he's an old guy. He's kind of confused, you know, that kind of thing.
Really? Right, right.
That's how the law is now divvied out based on whether or not you're confused and old and, you know?
No, I think most Americans at this point, including those on the left, unless they're complete lunatics, can see how biased the law is and that we have a two-tiered justice system. And we have it in a couple different ways, and we've talked about this before. We have it political. So you have, if you're a Democrat, you're going to get off or you won't even be prosecuted. If you're a Republican, you're screwed, or conservative. If you are rich, you can get off because you can afford good lawyers. If you're poor, you're screwed and you're going to jail. You're losing your rights. Regardless of whether or not you're innocent or not, it doesn't matter.
No. Whatever it takes to bring him down, lying, cheating, twisting, whatever.
Yep.
Right? I mean, seriously.
So right, exactly.
Yeah, again, just amazing to me. So I'm expecting him to come out on top. I wish he could sue these people. I wish he could go after them. And I'll find out tomorrow when I have our attorney on here. But, you know, he should be able to go after them for malicious prosecution. I mean, I can't believe that they're going to be protected on this.
Right. That's true. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that'd be very good.
I don't mind them winning if they win correctly, if they really win with facts, if they
win
without being a pretzel, right?
Right.
So
no, exactly. Like if you're gonna do this kind of thing, make it be real. Like, don't make up stuff or try to force things to happen that shouldn't. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, go ahead. That's exactly it. Like, if you're gonna bring something that's really a case, go for it. It should. You're right. Everybody should be held accountable. No one is immune if they actually broke the law, not in their official duties. But you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, the case should be brought. But you know, meanwhile, we have the Clintons still not in prison.
So. I know you're much more aware of what's going on around us than I am.
Oh,
and,
please.
You know, you usually tend to be up on things and not me, right? 50 years. It's been 50 years since climate, cooling, warming, change, crisis, apocalypse has been, put out there as something we need to deal with right now or else.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe I missed one of these situations. In 1967, Stanford University expert Paul Ehrlich predicted that the time of famine would happen in 1975. Millions would die from starvation because we wouldn't be able to grow anything.
We're waiting. We're waiting. Come on, bring it on.
Okay, maybe let's give him the benefit. Maybe he meant 2075. Okay,
no, I'm not giving any of these climate cultists any benefit of anything. They are nut jobs. Plain and simple, they are absolute nut jobs.
In 1971, a top NASA expert, can't get his name though, predicted an ice age by 2021. Aren't we in global heating or something?
I don't know. They make up new stuff every. They make up new stuff constantly. My aunt used to joke. She's like, in the 70s, they were saying this kind of crap.
Oh yeah.
It's crap. Nothing. Not one prediction the climate cult has ever made has come true. Not one. They've been doing this for a few decades now, and nothing has come true that they've claimed would come true.
You should all
be dead by now. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. First it was famine. We wouldn't be able to grow. We'd have to move south to the border because it would be, just crazy. 1988.
Yeah, exactly.
What was it? It was predicted that the Maldives would be underwater by the last year, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that happened. Gore said the Arctic would be free of ice by 2013. And maybe he meant 2073. I don't know. We're just guessing here.
Unsure.
Oh, God. And the list, it's amazing how much stuff that they said was going to happen. Would these people still be at your brokerage firm if it had to do with your money, right?
Would you still have them? Would they even still be in business in general if we weren't, taxpayers weren't forced to? I mean, what kind of science keeps going up with their lies? How is that allowed? Oh, wait, taxpayers are funding it.
Their projects are still getting funded. We got to go for a break. Joe Mason, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly Marin when we return.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden reassures Ukrainian President Zelensky of quick military aid as the Senate prepares to pass a foreign aid package, including military assistance for Ukraine. During a call Monday, Biden reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to supporting Ukraine against Russian aggression. Former President Trump's hush money trial is over for Monday. Prosecutors accused him of falsifying records to hide payments to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Trump's defense denies any scheme, claiming Daniels tried to profit from false allegations, owing Trump $600,000 from failed lawsuits. The first witness, David Packer, was called, but the trial was halted due to the Passover holiday. Kroger and Albertsons are selling an additional 166 stores as part of efforts to address regulatory concerns over their proposed $25 billion merger. This move aims to mitigate fears of increased prices and job losses. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I'm joined by Kimberly Moran. Every week, pretty much get a look at the politics from a New England standpoint, which I still say to this day is that, you know, you were heavy, in the, you are heavy in the political world. New England politics is different than politics throughout the rest of the country.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, they're very black. And, you know, I had some friends of mine come back from Boston a couple of months ago, and they said, you know, they were in the North End. They were hanging out, having some coffee, what have you, and they were talking to some of the people, and they said, man, they're really, like, just really sure of themselves. I said, okay, if that's the way you want to put it.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's very true. Oh, you know, they want to put tolls at the borders now in Massachusetts, so if you leave from leaving New Hampshire to Massachusetts, they want to put tolls there. Because we all don't hate Massachusetts enough.
Oh, my God.
Because so many people are fleeing that hellhole state because of the high taxes and because, you know, Massachusetts residents are last, like in all Democrat states. They want to add taxes, and they're just in everybody's face about it. Like, yeah, we're going to put taxes in. Screw you coming across our border. Are you people stupid?
Yes.
Like, people,
can I answer that for them? Can I? Yes, they are.
I mean, well, it's another DEI, you know, elected, not a non-elected person doing it. But they just want to keep taxing people. They don't seem to understand, like, people are fleeing your state for a reason. You care nothing about them. You don't do anything about the roads, so you can't pretend like you want to fix the roads, because you don't. I drive a Mass enough to know your roads are terrible, and I pay enough in tolls, and I used to pay enough in taxes, in income taxes, so you can all kiss my behind. They don't do anything to fix the roads. Just like when they said, oh, when the turnpike is done paying for itself with the tolls, we're going to remove them. They didn't remove them. They just kept increasing prices.
Yeah, you beat me to the punch, because that's exactly where I was going. Yeah. Is going to jump on and go, look, think about that. Every bridge they built, every toll road they came up with, it was just to pay for this or that or something that had to do with it. And they never stopped. They're not going to stop taking money.
Joe, I'm Fletcher, just think about the mess of a nightmare of traffic it would be like on 95. We have tolls in New Hampshire, right? Because that's like the Seacoast region. There's all kinds of touristy, whatever. There's no tolls on 93 in New Hampshire. Oh, yeah, there is. Sorry, I lied. Up in Concord, there's one set of tolls. But think about how bad it would be. Like, oh, we just have tolls every few miles because Massachusetts, so many people are fleeing. They have to put something in to, and it would be mostly taxing their own people.
Come on. Well, I told you, California's working on an exit tax, lady.
Mass will be doing that next. I'm telling you right now. Massachusetts will be doing that next because they are losing. All these big blue states are losing revenue because they're overtaxing people. So, of course, people are going to either flee or they're going to hide it. Not hide it illegally, but hide it, like, legally. Find a way to pay less taxes because that's what they do. That's what anybody with half a brain does. But yeah, they're out of their minds.
Never. I'm laughing because it never stops.
It never will. So
here, I love doing this to you because I know how it makes you crazy. So here in California,
here we go.
Yep. Take a breath. All right. So here in California. California, we got rid of exit exams for kids in high school, I don't know, a decade ago, right? Because we don't want them to feel bad about themselves and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so now that California is heading for another brick wall, okay? First of all, we have the highest absentee rate in the nation when it comes to kids going to school. And you know, people are just tired of it. They start to send their kids to private schools and or charter schools and homeschooling kind of thing.
Yep.
So now they came up with a bill, Senate Bill 1263. It's sponsored by the California Teachers Association. So right there you go, uh-oh, all right, this ain't going to be good. It's moving to the Senate Appropriations Committee, and ultimately, if it's approved by the legislature, it'll do away with the California, ready for this, teacher performance assessment. So the assessment requires that teachers demonstrate their competence. Via video clips or instruction or written reflections of their practice.
Wow.
I mean, so it goes, but the writer of the bill goes on to say, eliminating the assessment would encourage more people to enter the teaching profession.
Oh my. Right. So
what could go wrong?
We've seen this in other states where they eliminated the rules because, and one of the reasons, I think it was in Chicago or Illinois, one of the reasons they eliminated certain standards in testing for teachers was because the teachers were failing.
Oh, yeah.
Teachers were flat out failing. So people who can't pass a standardized exam to have their job are teaching your children. And you wonder why America's kids are all dumbed down. We are like some of the dumbest kids. We have some of the dumbest kids now in the world thanks to our teachers' unions, what they're teaching. You know, you could go back, you know, Department of Education. You could go on and on and on. People, the elites have destroyed higher education, or lower, both, but they have destroyed public education.
And it would tell you you're too stupid to understand.
Yeah.
Right? You're too ignorant. Yeah. I'm going, wait a minute. So you want the teacher not even to be able to pass a test in her own or his own category, right? His own principle.
Can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
Ugh.
You want an electrician to work out. Actually, I'll get even worse. So you want a dentist working on your teeth that can't pass the exam. Open heart. Go ahead.
I don't think there needs to be licensing for every single thing. I think some of our licensing requirements that we have in this country are absolutely ridiculous, right? And it just hurts people. And typically the people who want licensing are people who are already in there and they don't want any competition, right? So we do need operational and licensing reforms. However, how are we holding teachers? How do we know these teachers are qualified to even teach your children? Because they got a degree? That doesn't mean anything. Because they got hired by a union? That definitely doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Like, how are we supposed to know? They're not thinking this through.
Oh, they don't care.
I know.
It's not thinking it through. They don't care. Come on, let's just be honest about it. I mean, do you want an engineer, you know, somebody who designs bridges, an architect, not to be able to be an expert in his or her field? Yeah, I don't think so, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Like if you're an English teacher, you ought to be able to pass an English exam, especially considering you're teaching kids that who have to pass the same to have to pass exams, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're not going to do that. We might as well just have AI teach the kids.
Oh.
That's coming. Always
I know.
Coming.
I know. Well, in California, they're having a problem with teacher candidates in recent years. There's a shortage. They're leaving the state, and if they would pay attention, I mean, think about something. If they would pay attention, they would find out why people are leaving the state.
They don't care, though.
They don't care. You're right.
Yeah, they don't. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They're
talking. There was another line in Harry. I read this to somebody else, and they were talking about how, let me see, teachers of color, and because they're having a hard time, so we have to lower the standard. So we lower the standard for kids of color, we lower the standard for teachers of color, and what does that do?
Just lowers the standards overall. This is what I really honestly don't get this. Why are we lowering standards? Because equity or because Democrats are so racist they don't believe that black students or black teachers can be held up to the same standards as white students and teachers. Is that what it is? Because if that's what it is, honey, I got to tell you, that's racist right up, straight up. That's real, actual racism.
Oh, it is. Oh, no question about it. We're going to hit on some other stuff, but this whole story would make you throw up in your mouth. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the break with Kimberly Moran. Be right.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Right. That's music right there, let me tell you what. We are back. Joe City, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Anyhow, Kimberly Marin joins me still every week. Always appreciate her time with me and the craziness that's happening. You know, Kimberly, they got really excited today in Congress over spending another, what, 60-some-odd billion dollars? Hey, you know.
Was it today or yesterday?
Probably yesterday, yep.
Yeah.
Hey, spending, when it comes to 60-some-odd billion, does it really matter what day it was?
Yes. You know, they got really excited and they even were waving little Ukrainian flags because they spent billions more of our hard-earned tax dollars that haven't even actually been earned yet on securing Ukraine's borders while not bothering to secure our borders. And if I hear one more Democrat or left-wing moron say, what if...
About this one, but one of the things that bothers me big time is, what's her name, Marjorie Taylor Greene and others like her that want to throw, you know, Johnson out, and you go, okay, so as usual, what's your replacement? You guys do this all the time. You make me nuts.
They do it all the time because they're finally seeing that, oh, yeah, Republicans are, you know, often just as bad.
So we're clear? I don't disagree with you. Okay?
Yeah.
And I think you and I talked about this last year when I said to you, you know, really, what's the difference between the two?
Right.
When do they actually get in there and make an actual difference?
Right.
You know? It drives me nuts. And again,
sure. Yeah.
But I don't care how bad this guy is, right? How much you hate him, how bad he is, whatever it is. Do you understand the chances of getting a Dem in there? And if you get a Dem in there as leader of the House, forget it. Move to Italy. It's over.
How much worse it's going to be. Right, exactly.
Right?
Right. And he hasn't been very good. I mean, they have these newer people in there, and they want certain things, and their constituents want that. I guarantee you, some of her constituents and others' constituents are saying, why are you allowing this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they have to be strategic about it. And I don't think any of them know how to do that. I don't think any of them have a strategic plan, know how to make one, know how to implement one, or figure things out to actually work together. I mean, I don't want anyone working with Democrats. I don't care. You could say what you want. I'm personally a collaborative person, but not when it comes to people who hate you, want you dead, and want to destroy your country. Nope. Nope. But you need to prove your case as to why. Right?
Yeah.
And we have a Republican Party that's really bad when it comes to PR, really bad when it comes to messaging in general, and pretty much, yeah. It's just bad.
And
they could kill it. They could kill it. They could win every election across this country. Of course, they need money, but they can get money with messaging. Of course, Republicans will never have much money as all the dark money that comes from all the psychopathic America-hating billionaires on the left. Yep. But Republicans could nail it because there's so much bad the Democrats are doing. And you can actually speak it in easy, simple terms to regular Americans so they'd understand how they're getting screwed and how Democrats are screwing them. It's really not that hard, but they just can't seem to handle it. Meanwhile, Democrats lie constantly.
No. I find that hard to believe. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just ridiculous.
No, it is getting old. Like I said, the simple stuff that they look at, they don't care. They just don't care. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you think they do. I don't. I don't think they care at all. I think they care about keeping money in their wallet. I think they care about, keeping power, that kind of stuff. Other than that, they don't care about this country. It's very obvious when you see what's actually going down out there.
Right.
So, I don't know. Anyway, where was I? See, now you got me all worked up. What can I say?
Right?
Yeah. And it's hard to stop. You're right. I mean, you get there, you're like, oh, my God, come on. Seriously?
Right, exactly.
All right, where's my story? I had a bunch of stories up here. Oh, the one with the, not just the, you know, the New York City story or the New York College story. Again, these people are upset about being arrested. They're upset. The fact that the police are actually coming in and putting handcuffs on them. And I'm thinking to myself, did you think you're just going to do whatever you're going to do any way you want to do it, and that's it?
Yes. I mean, yeah. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They think, oh, it's a free speech thing. We can just do whatever we want. Well, do you remember, these kids, I can see you. Now I know why you're in that corner. Sorry, my dog's misbehaving, and I just now snagged her misbehaving. That's why my other dog was barking. He was trying to snitch on her. Sorry. So you got to remember, these kids that are protesting now that are Hitler youth are The same kids that saw BLM and all that stuff, they might have even been protesting then. Because when I went to a BLM protest because we were doing the FAFO thing, it was all high school kids. It was all dumb high school kids. Dumb white high school kids is what it was. So these are not very intelligent people who are easily led astray, who are easily told things and believe it without critically thinking because they haven't been taught to critically think. And they protest against their own selves. That's what these pro-Hamas people are doing. They are protesting against their own selves because Hamas would kill them just as easily as they would kill any Jew.
Yep.
And that's how dumb these people are. Dumb.
Look,
that's what that's what colleges, elite universities are teaching kids. That's how bad they are. Why would you send your kid there? It's an embarrassment. Your kid's so stupid. They're protesting for because they support people who hate them and would behead them in a heartbeat. That's how stupid they are. That's what elite universities are teaching our kids. Yeah. I wouldn't put on my resume I went to any of those schools because it's an embarrassment. It's bad. That's really bad.
I'm listening. You're thinking to myself.
I know you're laughing, but it's...
How many parents are actually paying attention? Look, can we bring it back to the parents? I mean, seriously. Parents are actually paying attention to what's going on? How many of them know what's going on in those colleges?
Well, Ilhan Omar's daughter. Now, was it her daughter... Does she have a daughter with her brother or a different guy?
Oh, see, you just ruined my dinner. Thank you so much.
I couldn't resist. So she has a daughter. Now, Ilhan Omar hates America. This country gave her opportunity, gave her excellent opportunity. She hates this country. She's in there trying to destroy it from within, and she raised a little commie who hates this country, too. That's why you have parents. What about all these other parents of these kids? Do you think they're like Ilhan Omar? They hate this country, too? They're leftists who hate this country and want to see it destroyed?
Do I think they're like that? I think there's a lot of them that...
half and half, at least.
I think we're split in thirds. This is my own personal opinion.
Thirds.
Part of that third are just brain dead and oblivious to everything going on around them. That's where my head's at.
Okay.
I mean, you and I are in this. So, you know, we're that third that is in it, paying attention, and know what's going on. And then, you got that third in the middle that go, oh, no, that can't be happening. That would never happen until they actually see it, right? That's the stuff that makes me crazy. It's like, do some homework. Pay attention.
Right. Well, that's the thing. You're right. I agree with you on the thirds. I definitely agree with you. You know, parents who work their butts off to send their kids to this school, and they don't even probably know how to deal with it because they've never had to deal with the political aspect of this kind of stuff before. And then the parents who, right on. The parents like, who's that idiot? William Bill Ayers, who should be in prison instead of out in public or teaching at any college or university. He should have been in prison for life for killing police officers and domestic terrorism. And these are the same people that are teaching college kids to be domestic terrorists, because that's what these people are. They're domestic terrorists. The climate called this star, these pro-Hamas, anti-American, Jew-hating people are domestic terrorists, and they should be treated as such. It's not just, I'm protesting and I didn't obey. No, they are domestic terrorists, and that's how they should be treated by the police. That's how they should be treated by the FBI and under the law. But, of course, you know, we know how useful the FBI is when it comes to actual domestic terrorism.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, exactly.
You heard the owner of the Patriots, right? He's pulling all his money that he was supporting Columbia University with. That's it. He's done.
Bob Kraft?
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, I'm impressed. You allowed the BLM crap, but yeah, I'm impressed with this one.
We talked through it. All right, where do they find you?
GraniteRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, cool. Joe Messina, your host. Jennifer Van Laar with Red State joins me in the next hour. Don't go far.